Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Real quick, anything off the text line we need to get to at all?
there's a few things here. We don't have too much time, so unfortunately can't
go
get
quick
to them. I'll just say wet blanket throws out a lot of different stats that he worked hard on to get to. So we'll maybe get to those tomorrow because it would take the whole segment. But he's basically saying the same thing. There's a lot of stats and ammunition to beat Bad News Buck.
I support this comment.
He developed he's got 12 stats on here.
I don't even need to know the stats. I just support the comment. All right, what else you got, Bad News Buck?
2960 says the team needs to play to their potential, not play down to their competition, which they have not done in recent years. On paper, they could surpass Indiana by one or two more games. Their ability to keep composure throughout the games will be paramount to their success. Being a player-led team will be tested throughout both in-game and out this season. Don't talk about it, be about it is a mantra I hope they follow. GBR.
I like that. Anything else?
That's it for now.
All right. So Indiana was 11-1. They were a college football playoff contender. This would have been laughable to talk about them in this similar tone a year ago. So again, if you never believe Nebraska is going to play in a college football playoff game, then this topic is laughable to you. If you're like me and you think it's going to happen at some point, it's just when is the year that it actually happens? This topic is a little less crazy. When comparing them to Indiana, Indiana was the team that surprised people, came out of nowhere, and didn't play an insanely tough schedule. Nebraska doesn't play an insanely tough schedule. I don't see them in the top 25 preseason polls anywhere. I think I saw them 33rd when you went beyond the top 25. They're not completely off people's radar, though. All right, this is the first time I'm really going to address the schedule much in this actual show. You look at the first three games, we should be 3-0. You don't know what's going to happen with Cincinnati. We'll dive more into my concerns with that game as the game gets closer. Michigan, I actually like that it's a 3:30 and not a night game because it's going to be hot, and that's going to help us, and that's going to favor us. All right, and you go to Michigan State. That's a team that's going to be better. That's a game that we should win, but we don't always win. You look at me, you look at this, and I think we should be 3-0 going into Michigan. What if we beat Michigan? Can we turn around and execute versus Michigan State? We haven't even had a road game yet. I'm not going to lie. Going to Maryland, turn around on a short week, playing on a Friday at Minnesota, a team we've not had a ton of wins against, makes me a little bit nervous. Northwestern is a team that tends to play us tough, but if we're going to turn some sort of a corner, that's a game we got to win. My question is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fraîche, le spécialiste des produits frais. Oh, t'as vu? Un magasin Fraîche ouvre ce mercredi à Redon.
À nous les produits de saison bien frais et les petits prix chaque jour.
Oui, et ce mercredi, ils nous offrent un colis de 2 kilos de raisins. En plus, Fraîche, c'est des partenariats en direct avec plus de 700 producteurs français de fruits et légumes.
Super, on fonce.
Fruits, légumes, viande, poisson, fromage, traiteur, Fraîche.
Origine Italie, variété Italia, catégorie 2. Pour votre santé, bougez plus.
Being like Indiana, we would have to get to November. USC, UCLA, Penn State, and Iowa, 7-1. Do you think we can get there 7-1? Because that in itself, not can, will we? That in itself answers the question.
Well, it can, but I mean, like
then you have to go undefeated in November. Sorry, go
ahead. Yeah, November is his own problem there.
So do we have to be undefeated going into November then? Because we're likely going to lose a game in November. Maybe not. Do we have to be undefeated to go in, and will we?
It's so, with the schedule, it's so difficult to talk about because right now you only have two ranked teams that you play. If you lose to the two ranked teams, beat everybody else, I don't know if that makes you a playoff team, even at 10-2 in the Big Ten. But if they go undefeated, maybe beat Michigan, maybe Michigan still has the type of year we expect, you know, one of those wins, a Michigan or Penn State win, or, you know, a win against a team that maybe rises up, a Minnesota, somebody that's surprisingly maybe a top 25 team, could definitely help there. If we're kind of thinking that Penn State's going to be the toughest game, I think that you would almost have to be undefeated and beat Michigan going into November to make that run if you're going to be the Indiana next year.
It is possible to do it. I agree that if we're going to be Indiana of this year from Indiana of last year, you got to be undefeated going into November, because November's tough, a lot of big games. I'm not going to predict us to be 8-0 going into November. Not that it can't happen, but I'm not going to sit here and predict that. I will say, if we go 10-2, if you're a 10-2 Big Ten team, you might be in that CFP conversation. And 10-2, I've been saying for a long time, we're going to be at least 8-4. My question is, do we go to 9-3? We got to get over that hump versus Minnesota, and we got to beat in Iowa, and we got to make sure we beat Cincinnati. I'm not going to officially predict that we're Indiana of this year, of the Indiana team from last year, we're this year's version, because I got to see more on the field in actual games before I even come close to saying something like that. I feel great about saying we're going to win at least 8 games. If we want to take it to the next level, can we get 9, including a bowl game? Can we get to 10? That's what I'm curious to see. Any final thoughts? And does that make sense, Jake?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I agree with you. I think they can be the team, but I wouldn't bet on it. In any case, it'll be a fun ride. I can't do the 7-0 talk, all that kind of anymore. I mean, we've been through that. Again, I think a lot of fans are on the same page here. Let's just win before we start adding up wins on the schedule.
Let's beat Cincinnati.
Yeah.
A team we should win. Let's get that win, and then let's get to 3-0, and then let's have some fun with Michigan. All right, until Thursday, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the ball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.